The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Shabbos, Daf Lamed Daled, and Daf Lamed Hey. Normally we divide up each daf with a different shir, but here it is an inyan, one of the most consequential inyanim, and again halacha in every area of halacha, it's the inyan of yom v'laylo, when exactly the night starts, shkia, it's a kachovim, the sheet of the gro, the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, and so on. It's worth speaking a little bit more b'hachova, so we'll divide up this inyan, which takes the sugya of daf lamed daled and lamed hey into two parts of one shir. Most of us are familiar with the fact that there are different opinions as to when nightfall is. The most common application is when Oiz Shabbos is, when one could do malacha. There's the shita of the, what's commonly called the shita of the gro, which is earlier, and earlier it says a kachovim. And then there's the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Everybody knows the shita of Rabbeinu Tam is late, when it's completely dark. Some people know, instead of calling it shita of Rabbeinu Tam, call it 72. And I'd like to get to the bottom of these, not only to understand the halacha implications and where it comes from in the sugya, but also to understand the deeper ideas underlying these shittas in halacha. The Gemara tells us the two basic shittas of Ben Hashmoshes. The term Ben Hashmoshes is interesting. Ben Hashmoshes. It's not between the two Shamoshes, it's between day and night. There's a twilight zone, there's a time which is not clear if it's Yom V'Layla. This Chazal had the Kabbalah, that there's something called Ben Hashmoshes. There's no cutoff point exactly between day and night. There is some type of, like an AM and PM, you know, 1 second it's Tuesday, the next second it's Wednesday. There is a Ben Hashmoshes. And the Bryce and the Flamed Daled on the base tells us the Shita of Yehuda. Well, I won't say over the whole Gemara, because some of the details are more the physical components of if a person was looking at the sky without being able to check the minutes. We'll talk more in terms of measuring time objectively instead of being able to look at the sky, which is not our nation. Mizrach Madimin, or what exactly is the sign of red, and when it gets black, and when the sun is more lit up, and when the sky is less lit up. But in any case, Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is that there's a point of time called Shkia Sachama. After Shkia Sachama, there's still light in the sky, sunset. You see the sun dip over the horizon, but there's still light in the sky. The sky is not as light as it is midday, and it's also not as light as it is right before the shkia, but it's still plenty light. You can still see where you are. You can still see the blue of the sky. As the sun goes further and further over the horizon, it's darker and darker until nightfall completely comes. Nightfall says a kachovim. Then the stars come out. Unless you're in a big city and everything's lit up and you can't see any stars. But the Tzesek Chovim as a time frame is still when it's completely dark in the sky, when the sky completely blackens. In any case, according to Yehuda, between Shkia Sachama and Tzesek Chovim, there is a period of time. It's called Ben Hashmoshes. We're not as of yet discussing how long that is, because the Braisa doesn't delineate. The Braisa just gives the physical signs of how to recognize. This is important. Rabbi Yossi is Chodok. Rabbi Yossi holds that Ben Hashmoshes Keherif Ayin. Zer Nichnes V'zeh Yoytze. V'i Efshe Lamed Olov. There is no point in time which is not here, not there. There's a day and a night touching each other. There's a point of time at that point where the two touch each other, where the Gemara, the Yerushalmi calls it Nishikas Yom V'Layla, where day and night symbolically kiss each other. That point in time is Ben Hashmoshes, but besides for that, there's day and there's night. There is no period of the day where there's a suffix. How long is the period of time that we're talking about? The Gemara says Behemshech that we're talking about Shloshes Rivei Mil. Shloshes, three quarters of a hiluch of a mil. How far is a hiluch of a mil? The conventional way of measuring a hiluch mil is 18 minutes, which is based on the sugya in Psochem Dav Samach Tzadik Dalit, in Perek Misha Yatomi. The Gemara over there in Psachim talks about how far the hiluch of a person, how long is a day's journey, how long could a person walk. A person could walk 40 mil. It's a question exactly from when to when, which is significant for our discussion of Yom V'Layla. Do we count the day, the hiluch Yom, from Alois HaShachar until Tzesek HaChom? Do we count from the Netz until the Shkia, sunrise to sunset? Or do we count the whole period of time that's light in the sky? And based on the calculations that are over there in the Sugya, briefly, the Gemara says that between Shkia and between Tzesek HaChom, there's a Zman Hiluch of 4 mil. And if you cheshmen out the times of the day, the way the Gemara cheshmen, L'charit comes out 72 minutes. This will be the basis of Rabbeinu Tam, what we call Rabbeinu Tam of 72. Based on that, the Zman Hiluch, standard Zman Hiluch, is considered 18 minutes. By the way, the Gemara says in Psachim, in an earlier parak, that the Zman that it takes for Isa, for bread and water, that for flour and water that are put together to start being the schametz, to become chametz, is man hiluch mil, which gives us our famous time of 18 minute shmura matzahs. The time that it takes to, that you have to make the matzah be completely baked is under 18 minutes, because that's the zman chimut. According to other shittas, both of them are brought, by the way, in Hilchis Chametz. That's one of the main places where Shulchan Aruch gets into the nitty-gritty of how long a Hiluch Mil is, which is, again, many other areas of Halacha, is over there, Legabi Halacha of Afiyas Matzis. Over there, there's different ways of calculating, again, the pace, depending on how you calculate the what the Gemara over there is talking about, the Shia could be 22, 22 and a half, as much as up till 24. In which case, the Shloishes Rivi Mil that the Gemara says by us, which is the time of Misha Teshka Chama until it's dark, Atche Hichsev, the Siman that the Gemara brings according to Rabbi Yehuda, is Shloishes Rivi Mil, according to our conventional Shir, that will be 13 and a half minutes. 13 and a half is 3 quarters of 18. If you go with the Shir of 24, so then we're talking about 18 minutes. So the opinion of the Goyin is that when you learn the Gemara by us, the Gemara is clearly talking about the dinim of Yom V'Layla. The Gemara talks about in terms of that a Koyin who was Tameh has to be Toivel by Yom. The Tvila renders him Tohor, but he still needs Harav Shemesh. The Gzeres HaKosov does not become completely Tohor and Roy to eat Kachem Truma until he has Harav Shemesh, which is nightfall. When is nightfall? The Gemara gives the shear of Rabbi Yehuda. There's a Ben Ashmoshes, which means he has to be toivel by Yoim. Because if he's going to be toivel by night, then his Harav Shemesh won't be till the next night. So he has to be toivel before the Shkia, because after has Ben Ashmoshes. Sofik Yom Sefik Laila, and he can't eat until after the Tzeisek HaChavim, which will, for argument's sake, we'll call it now the 13 and a half minutes, according to that Shita. That's when he could eat. Of course, the Gemara Bayas is bringing the dinim of Achilas, Truma, and Tvila in reference to Shabbos. When does Shabbos come in? The Mishnah that we're learning, the Sugis that we're learning about, Yom V'Layla, when is it called Ben Ashmoshois? Again, from Shkia, which would mean that one would not be allowed to do any Melacha past the Shkia. One would be allowed to do Melacha until the Shkia. After the Shkia is Ben Ashmoshois. Till 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. Do you know anybody that does Melacha Mitzoy Shabbos 13 and a half minutes after Shkia? Of course not. Nobody does Melacha that early, but theoretically, according to the Goyin, according to a strict reading, with that shear of 18 minutes being a Hiluch Mil, according to the Goyin, Ois Shabbos should be 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. The Yerushalmi, when the Yishuv in Yerushalayim was established by the Talmidei Agro, the meaning became predominant to Paskin like the Goyin, based on the reading of this Gemara, that Yom V'Layla is totally in Shkia Ben Ashmoshet, and 13 and a half minutes. Again, if you want to be Machmer, we Cheshm 24, it would be 18. That was the shear of Laila. That was the shear of Laila for doing Melacha. That was the shear of Laila for a woman to be Toivel when she goes to the Mikvah. And all other dinim of Laila, for instance, one classic example would be a baby that's born Friday night and Mitzvah Shabbos. When's his bris? If he was born in Yerushalayim, the minig was to consider past 18 minutes Vada Yoim. They added on, there was some question they added on because of there's also a question with altitude. When the sun goes down, do you count by the sun going down when you could see it, or do you count it as it goes if it goes dips below the mountains? Is a question that could cause somewhat of a discrepancy. The different calendars given different shiurim. They also added on because it says a kachovim, which we're not going to get into that now, but when exactly would the Tzesek Chom Ben this would be. But theoretically, the Minhag Yerushalayim was that a baby that was born Friday night 18 minutes after the Shkia would be considered Vaday born on Shabbos, they would make the bris on Shabbos. We're talking about a Shaila of Mila Shalei Bismana, we're talking about Chilul Shabbos. They were Mekel, because they held that the Halacha was like the Goyin. The Goyin is not the Goyin, of course. The Gro is basing his opinion, how to read the Sugya, on the Shita of the Goyinim. Where it's brought is the Tshuva, one of the classic, the early Achroinim. Actually, the first door of Achroinim, the door of the Beis Yosef, was the Maram al-Shakar, who was from the Goyle Svar, together with the Beis Yosef as a young man. And in his Sefer, he brings from the Tshuvas HaGoinim that prove conclusively this way of taking the Sugya La'alocha. Our Sugya is the conclusive reading of when day and night is. The day ends by the Shkia, but there's still Bnei Shmoshes. There's a Tkufa of no man's land until the Seis HaGachavim, which will be Shloshes Rivim later. The Tulay Midi, that's day and night in Halacha. Where's the difficulty, and why do many Rishonim, most Rishonim in fact, interestingly enough, argue with this Shita? Because of the Sugya and Pesachim that we mentioned, the Gemara and Pesachim that Tzadik Dal seems to indicate that between Shkia and Seis HaKachavim, which would be L'chayra, based on our reading of the Gemara, 13 and a half minutes, the Gemara says over there, as we mentioned, that's a Hiluch Dalid Mil, which if we add up, if a Hiluch Mil is 18 minutes, that would mean that between the Shkia and the Seis HaKachavim is 72 minutes. But the Gemara by us says that the Zman between the end of Vada Yoim and Bein HaShmoshes is 13 and a half minutes, according to Rebutus. So what's going on? Is the Shia 72 minutes of Bein HaShmoshes? Or the Shia is 13 and a half minutes? Comes along Rabbeinu Tam with his famous Chiddush, Zman Rabbeinu Tam 72, where Rabbeinu Tam tells us that there's really two inyonim going on over here. As far as the halachas of Yoim V'Layla are concerned, there, of course, the Bein HaShmoshes, which is no man's land, where you have all the dinim of Sofik, is it Yoim, is it Laila, is it if a woman had a period, did she see it on this day? I take that back, because that's totally in Shkia. That's a separate halacha of Oina, by neither being totally in Shkia and Netzachana. So that's not true. The halachas of a woman having a vest are totally in Shkia and Netz, it's something else. But in any case, all the halachas of Yom Belayla, when to do malacha, when not to do malacha, when to eat in the sukkah, when not to, when to make havdalah, when krishma has to be said over if one davened early, all that, the zman, which is no man's land, twilight zone, is only 13 and a half minutes. Says Rabbeinu Tam, that 13 and a half minutes starts before Tzeis HaKachavim, which is 72 minutes after Shkia. So it comes out, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that until 58 and a half minutes, 72 minus 13 and a half is 58 and a half, until 58 and a half minutes after the Shkia, what we call Shkia, sunset on our calendars, the halach is it's Vadayoim. One can do malach on Shabbos. And this was the meaning of anybody that passed like Rabbeinu Tam. In the Hasidic communities in Hungary and Galicia, they held like Rabbeinu Tam. Many of the Rishonim hold like Rabbeinu Tam, that based on the Sugi and Psochim, Tseis HaKechovim, which is night, and night, according to Rabbeinu Tam, doesn't mean when there's no sun. It means when it's dark, totally dark in the sky, it's Zman Yitzias Kechovim Ktanim. One can see even the smaller stars. Somewhere in the middle, 30, 35 minutes, 40 minutes, which is those that hold 35, 45 minutes, as it says, of Kechavim Benanim, 72 minutes, one could even see the smaller stars. It's completely dark in the sky. That would be the Zman of Laila Gomer. Right by Shkir, Rabbeinu Tam says, look up at the sky, you still see plenty of light. That means that it's Vadayoim. As the sunlight, the sun went already down by the Shkia, the sun went over the horizon. As the sunlight recedes and it gets less and less light and it becomes difficult to see, that's when it starts. Only then, when there's no sunlight in the sky, is it night. And there's a twilight zone of 13 and a half minutes, which is a suffix, the suffix of Rav Yehuda, who we paskin like. What does it mean, the Shkia? What does it mean by us? What does it mean when it says over there, Shkia at Seis HaKachavim? What validity is Shkia as a halachic barometer of time? Chayr doesn't measure anything. What Shkia is a chamas? You can say the Gemara of Psalchim is not discussing halacha. The Gemara is just telling you the Zman Hiluch of a person. The Gemara over there is negeah other things. But it's not negeah to say that by Shkia, sunset, what we call sunset, is a halachic barometer of when day and night is. It's not. Rabbeinu Tam says that the Sugin Zvochim, and in Menachos is clear that anything that was left over in the Beis HaMikdash, any avoida that was left over in the Beis HaMikdash, would become posel, would become nifsal belina, which is anything that's left over, yayin or mayim or basar that was not dealt with in the proper way, would become posel, would have to be burnt outside of the Beis HaMikdash. the things that are nifsal belina, the things that are nifsal belina, that din is tali in the shkia. But that's only specific din. That's not negated to us in terms of our kiyum hamitzvahs of krishma, kiddush, sukkah, Shabbos, Mila, etc., etc., Tvila for Anida, would not be to get any of that. The only time when it becomes even a suffix of Ois Yoim is only 58 and a half minutes after the Shkia, and the Tzeisek HaKavim is, Vaday Laila will be 13 and a half minutes after that. That's a better time. What is the going to do with the discrepancy? The fact that the Gemara says that there's 4 mil? The going to understand, as we said, that the Gemara over there is not dealing with a halachic way of defining time. The Gemara over there is talking about a person being able to travel a certain amount every day. Person traveling by day doesn't have to be by day. Person could travel as long as there's sunlight. When is there a drop of sunlight? For 72 minutes after the Shkia. But in reality, the halachic definition of day and night is totally in Shkia. It's totally in the sun going down. It's not totally in darkness and light. It's totally when the sun is gone. When is the sun gone? So the sun dips over the horizon by the shkia, what we call sunset, and the hichsif, pnei elyon, where the rays of the sun are no longer shining. They might be light in the sky, but the rays of the sun no longer create a aura of sunshine, even not direct sunshine, but that's the simon of the Gemara, is a way of defining when the light of the sun is no longer seen. There might be light in the sky, but the sunlight is no longer seen. The rays of the sun are no longer seen. That angle is sharp enough by 13 and a half minutes after the Shkia. So according to the going, that would be called Tzeis HaKachav. Tzeis HaKachav obviously would mean Kachav Ketanim. There's Kachav Benim, like we said, about 35, 45 minutes after Shkia, which is when many people keep Oys Shabbos if they don't want to be machmel like Rabbeinu Tam. And then there's Rabbeinu Tam, based on the Sugya and Psochem, this is also the opinion of the Ramban, the Rashba, other Rishayim, the Ritva. Interestingly enough, the Beis Yosef, the Mechaben Reish HaMechalef, seems to paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. This is the opinion of many Rishayim, and in many communities in Europe, this was the Minik. This was the Minik. There are those that wanted to say that the Beis Yosef only said Rabbeinu Tam in Europe, where the angle of the sun was sharp enough that there was a certain amount of sunlight until that far after the Shkia. But let's say in Eretz Yisrael, which is a little bit close to the equator, it's pretty dark by 40 minutes after Shkia. There's really nothing. You can't really see much in the sky. There's not much light in the sky. How could Rabbeinu Tam say that's Vadayoyim? The problem is that the Beis Yosef wrote his Sefer, the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef was written in Turkey, which is also not that far north. We're not talking about, even Rabbeinu Tam wrote in France, and the Rabbeinu Tam is based on the Gemara, which is in Bavel, which is not much higher than Eretz Yisrael. And the Beis Yosef wrote the Shulchan Aruch Erechaim in Eretz Yisrael. So it's very hard to be makabel a theory that's totally in geographical location. What the reality is, that when one looks up at the sky, it looks like it's totally dark, for Frat and Eretz Yisrael, and Rabbeinu Tam holds it, it's still Yoim, that's very hard to understand. But that's the way it is. The Metzius is, if one goes out, one could see, that 40 minutes after Shkia, there is still a certain amount, a minute amount of sunlight. It only becomes totally, totally dark 60, 70 minutes after Shkia. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Kol Zman, there's still some type of hashpo of the sunlight in the sky, it's still Yoim. According to Rabbeinu Tam, night is totally in darkness, complete darkness. According to the Goyim, it's totally in the sun setting. So that itself, we're opening up a Pesach to understand what is the essence of the Machlokes. Of course, the Machlokes had to learn the Gemara. Rabbeinu Tam is more takes more seriously in terms of defining halacha the Gemara Psochem. The Goyim takes more sugi by us. The Goyim says that the Gemara over there is not dealing with a halachic description of when day and night is. Rabbeinu Tam says that the Zman Shkia, that's Mavur, is not a halachic way of measuring time at all. It's only Negea in the Beis HaMikdash. And a deeper look of what Yom V'Laila is and what exactly they're arguing about, Emirat Hashem, will continue in the next year.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.